Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Growing in Grace podcast. I'm so excited that you are here. I'm thankful to the Lord that he's led you to be here today to listen in on our first episode. If you haven't seen the title of this episode yet, it's going to be called Growing in Grace. It is the very first episode as the Lord has called me to restart this podcast and to work for he is with me. And so I am completely starting over. And what better way than to name the very first episode Growing in Grace, the name of this podcast. So if you are here and if you are listening, I am just, again, so thankful that the Lord has led you to be here. I know that you are not here by coincidence. The Lord is very strategic. And so if you are taking the time out of this day to use this tool to spend time with God and learn more along with me as we dive deep into the Word of God, I am just so thankful again that you are here and for your obedience to the Lord. But with that being said, let's go ahead and let's bow our heads in prayer, and then we'll go ahead and talk about what we're going to get into today. let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just come before you and we just thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, that we would be reconciled to you, Lord, that we would be able to have a relationship with you, Lord Jesus, and just come to know you so intimately as you have called us to have an intimate relationship with you, Lord. We just thank you for this tool that you are that you have given us, Lord God, that you have given me to help us each grow in grace and in the knowledge of you, Lord Jesus, that we would continue to grow and grow spiritually and just learn more about you, as we know that you are the center of it all, Lord Jesus. And so we're just thankful. I'm thankful for every single man or woman that you have led to be here, Lord Jesus. We know that you are very intentional, Lord God, and that nobody is here by mistake, that you are very strategic, Lord God. And so I just thank you for you drawing in your people, Lord God, to hear this word. And I just pray that in this time that you would decrease my flesh and increase in your spirit, Lord God, and just speak through me. Allow me to just be a vessel for your people, Lord God, and that you would just have your way with this podcast and with this episode and with every episode going forward. But I thank you for this platform that you have allowed for me to have, Lord Jesus, that I just pray that you would draw those who need to hear this word, Lord God, that you would draw them to this podcast, Lord God. And I'm just so excited to see what you're going to do. I know that you have great things planned and great things in store for us, and not just for me in this podcast, but for those who you intend to bring to this podcast. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So let's go ahead and let's get into this word, okay? So again, so the title of this episode is Growing in Grace, as it's also the title of this podcast that you're listening to, Growing in Grace podcast. We have to first define grace. What is grace? Grace is, it's so important to have an understanding of what grace is, because this is the foundation of how we are even able to come into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, right? So I found this acronym. I don't even remember when I found this, to be honest with you. I think it was like on Google a couple months back, but ever since I seen it, it stuck with me. And so grace stands for God's riches at Christ's expense. Okay. So grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Okay. And so we have to dive deep and we have to have an understanding of what grace is and why it was at Christ's expense, and what is grace? What even is it, right? And so we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10, because I feel like this passage of scripture really breaks down what grace is. It breaks down what salvation is and what that looks like, and the sacrifice that Jesus had to pay for us in order for us to have a relationship with him. So let's go ahead and let's read that. So again, so it's going to be Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And it says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen. Amen. God is just so good. So let's go ahead and let's break the scripture down into three different sections. So that way we're able to dive deep into the scripture and gain a deep insight of what grace is and how it is a free gift from God. So the first point that we're going to look at is you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Okay. So first we need to understand the reason why grace was even needed, why did God need to even send his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, so that we can have a relationship with him. What was the point of that, right? So we have to go all the way back in the beginning of time. And so we have to look at the story of Adam and Eve. So we're diving all the way back into the book of Genesis. And here we see where the Lord creates the first man and the first woman, right? And he's seen that he created, his creation was created good, okay? There was no sin. Everything was created in the image of God, the way that he designed for things to be, right? Without sin and without evil. So the Lord, he gives an instruction to them, and he tells them in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, he says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." So when the Lord had given Adam and Eve this instruction, this was for their own protection. It wasn't necessarily eating of this, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that was so horrible, right? The Lord knew the consequences of not only just eating of that tree, right? That their eyes would be open and they would know good versus evil, right? But it was also their disobedience. When we step out of the instruction that God has given us, so God's instruction is for our protection, right? So when we are being disobedient to God, we are stepping out of his protection. We are putting ourselves in danger where we are going to face certain consequences. So when Adam and Eve decided to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? When Satan had tempted them and he convinced them to do this, right? When they had done this, they stepped out of God's protection and going against God, right? Being disobedient to God. God is life, right? So God is the source of life. We have to be connected to the Lord in order to have life. So the Lord knew that as the moment that they were disobedient and they stepped out outside of the Lord's protection, right? Even after the Lord had given them warning that there was going to be a death, right? And not just a physical death, right? This is the reason why, you know, we do experience death. This was never what the Lord intended. But because of sin, we know that the wages of sin is death. Now we experience physical death. But putting physical death aside, we're talking about spiritual death here. So once Adam and Eve, the first sin had happened, right? And Adam and Eve were disobedient to the Lord. They stepped outside of his instruction, which was ultimately his protection. When they had stepped out of this, they became spiritually dead, okay? This is the death that the Lord was also talking about. He was talking about spiritual death, where they no longer had the Holy Spirit with them, right? They no longer had a spirit that was connecting them to have this relationship with the Lord, where they were able to hear from him, able to speak with him, where they were able to, you know, receive more instruction from the Lord on their lives. There was a death there, okay? So sinning against God harms us. When the Lord has given us, again, an instruction, it is for our own good. It is for our own protection. You know, the Lord isn't trying to keep us from anything that is fun. He loves us. He wants to protect us. He wants to harm us from things that are not going to benefit us. They're not going to help us. You know, the Lord is life. We have to be connected to the source of life in order to have life. And so the moment that we stepped out and we were disobedient, we turned away from God. The moment we turn our faces away from the Lord, this is where there is danger. This is where there is death. Okay. And so from Adam and Eve, going forth, every single person, which all of us, all of humanity, what came through Adam and Eve, right? Every single one of us is now born into sin, where there is a spiritual death there, okay? And so we're born spiritually dead, where there is no relationship with God. We're born not knowing who God is. We're born not hearing from God. We're born not knowing our identity. We are born in this world lost and blind without vision, because the Lord is our vision. And we're dead without him. So if we don't have the Lord, we don't have vision, we don't have spiritual sight, we don't hear from him, we have no idea. We're just literally living in this world without purpose. And so this is a reason. So I wanted to dive deep and go backwards in order to go forwards and understand the grace of God and why it was so important, why it was needed, okay? So now that we know about Adam and Eve, right, and how we are all born into sin, we're born and we were dead in our trespasses and our sins, right? And we know that the wages of sin is death, right? And so this is the reason why people die. This is the reason why we have spiritual death. Okay, the Lord never intended for us to have this disconnect with him, okay? But God is so good that he allowed for us to have free will, okay? So a lot of people will say, you know, well, if God knew what the consequences were going to be, how come he allowed for us to, you know, make a choice that would go against him, that would cause us harm? Why would God even allow for there to be harm, right? And there's so many different ways to answer this. For one, we have to understand what love is, okay? Love is a choice. It's a choice that we have to choose the Lord and choose to have a relationship with him. You know, we're not robots. The Lord isn't going to force us to choose him and force us to choose a life with him. Okay. So he gives us that option. So allowing us, he didn't create sin. Okay. That's important to know, but giving us the option to go against him or to be obedient to him is completely up to us, whether we want to be obedient and have a life with the Lord or have a life without him. He left that up to us so that we can make the choice, okay? Let's go ahead and let's move on to point two, which was but God, right? So, but God being rich in mercy. So John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Okay. So again, so because we were dead in our sins and in our trespasses and there was no relationship with the Lord, this is the reason why we don't hear from him. This is the reason why, you know, we're not this is the reason why most people do not know the Lord. We're not walking with him, and it's because we're spiritually dead there, right? So we needed Christ. We needed a savior to come and save us out of our sins, because again, a life apart from the Lord is death. God is life. He is the source. We have to be connected to him, okay? And this is the reason why there is a disconnect there, and that is the reason why people pass away. This is the reason why there is death, right? God loved us so much, okay? Even when we were disobedient, even when we rebel against him, even when we were walking in sin, right? He loved us so much that he sent himself down in the form of a man, which was Jesus Christ. He sent his son to take our place on the cross and die for our sins. What does this mean? Jesus came and did exactly what we could not do. So every single instruction that the Lord had for us, right? Jesus followed. He followed. He was obedient to every single instruction that the Lord had given him, right? So that when Jesus died, he would give us his Holy Spirit, and that we would have Jesus' Spirit that gives us back that relationship that we had lost with the Lord. Okay, so extremely powerful. God is so good. There is no reason why he should have done that. There was nothing that we did to deserve that. All have gone astray. all of us have turned our faces from the Lord and all have rebelled against God. You know, there is no one good, no one righteous. There's no one who seeks God, right? And so when you have an understanding of this, you start to wonder and question, like, why would God even do that? Like, and it just shows his character and his goodness and just how much he loved us, that even when we chose a life apart from him, he chose us to have a life with him. He chose us. He still provided that option even when that wasn't an option, right? He made it an option for us. So him sending himself, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, that we would be reconciled to him, that we would have a relationship with him again, that we would be restored in our life, right? So Jesus came and he defeated death through his obedience, okay? And this is the reason why we now live. We know that, and this is not just after we pass away where we live. No, when we receive salvation, we receive this Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ who lives and dwells within us, the Spirit of God who was obedient and did everything that we could not do. When we receive the Spirit of Christ and he is again dwelling and living within us, this is where we are restored and we have this relationship with God again, where we will begin to hear from God again, and he will give us deep spiritual insights of the Word of God, and you start to see the truth in this world, in this life, right? Apart from the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, we cannot understand life. We can't understand life. We don't understand the meaning of life. We don't understand God. We need the Holy Spirit in order to have understanding and ultimately to have a relationship with the Lord. So this is so important to understand, because it just gives us all the more awe and reverence and just respect and love for Christ, because he came and did what we could not do. Okay. So this means that sin no longer separates us from God because of God's grace, okay? So this doesn't mean that once you receive the Holy Spirit that you're not going to sin, that you're going to live a perfect life. No, it just means that once you have the Spirit of God that is living and dwelling within you, the Holy Spirit, try to picture this. The Holy Spirit has a hold on you, okay, that is refraining you and keeping you from living a life in sin, from choosing to willingly sin against God, okay? That doesn't mean that you won't sin, right? But nobody born of God is going to make a practice out of sinning. And this is because God's Spirit, God's seed, remains in you and it keeps you from sinning, because again, you have the Spirit of Christ that was obedient, that was submitted to the Lord, that was following him and that was listening to him, right? There again, that the Lord Jesus Christ was obedient. And so because of the Spirit of Christ, not because of us, because of the Spirit of Christ that is dwelling within us, once we have received it and once we have been saved, we are not able to continue to sin, okay? Again, we are still born in the flesh. We are still in the flesh. So this does not mean that we're going to be living a perfect sinless life once we are saved. No. But once we are saved, because of God's grace, sin no longer separates us from God, where we are no longer hearing from him, where we are no longer, lost in this world. No, because the Lord Jesus Christ has came and paid the fine. Okay, so the Lord no longer holds sin against us. Okay. And again, the reason why this is so important to understand is because the spirit and the flesh, they are completely opposites, okay? So the flesh wants to rebel and wants to go against God, where the spirit is willing and wants to submit to God, okay? So we have to understand that without the Spirit of God, again, there was no way for us to come to Christ, because in the flesh is what is causing us to be disobedient, right? It is what causes us to rebel against God. So Galatians 5:17 says, "For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things that you want to do." Okay? So in the flesh, we could never, ever, ever find God. We can never come into a relationship with God. We needed the Spirit. So the Spirit of God, again, Jesus came and he gave us his Spirit, even though we are in the flesh, so that by his Spirit, we are obedient, and by his Spirit, we are reconciled to the Lord. By his Spirit, we have a relationship with him again. It's by his Spirit that we are saved. And so this is what it means, going back to the scripture that we're reading from, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. This is what it means, where it says, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. And it is because in the flesh, we could never find God. Okay, this is the reason why Jesus had to come, give us his Spirit again, because it is only by his Spirit that we are able to do the things of God. You need God to do the things of God. Okay, now let's go ahead and let's move on to the third point that kind of wraps up this entire scripture that we're looking at, right? So this is going to be the gift of God, right? The free gift of God, which we know is grace, okay? So let's look at Romans. Romans chapter 3, verses 24 to 26 says, but by the free gift of God's grace, all are put right with him through Christ Jesus, who sets them free. God offered him so that by his blood, he should become the means by which people's sins are forgiven through their faith in him. God did this in order to demonstrate that he is righteous. In the past, he was patient and overlooked people's sins, but in the present time, he deals with their sins in order to demonstrate his righteousness. In this way, God shows that he himself is righteous and that he puts us right, or that he puts right everyone who believes in Jesus. Okay, so because of the grace of God, we are able to have a relationship with the Lord. This put, again, an end to sin that separated us with him, because Jesus, again, paid the fine. Let's see. Oh, okay. I wanted to share the scripture, because this is where none of this is my own thinking. None of this is my own, doing. This is all from the Word of God. And just to show you, just the connections, and it's just so crazy. But Romans chapter 8, verses 38 to 39 says, for I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So because of Jesus Christ, because of the love of God, because of the grace of God, and because of the Spirit that he willingly gave up his life that we may have life, there is nothing that can ever separate us from the love of God ever again. Not sin, not death, okay, not life, not angels, nor rulers, nor present things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God. Okay, just thinking about that is just absolutely insane. It's just absolutely insane. The free gift of grace is free. It is free. It is available to everybody. It is through our faith, which faith is also a gift from God. Let's not even get into that right now. But it is because of the free gift of God, of grace, that by our faith, all we have to do is believe that we are saved, okay? That God will give us his Holy Spirit. All it is just believing and accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, understanding the need for a Savior, and this is how we are saved, as we patiently, once we come into a faith, we patiently await the Lord for the Holy Spirit, that he fills us with himself, again, his Holy Spirit, that we will forever be reconciled to the Lord and nothing will ever separate us from him again. Okay, and this is why it's so important to for the body of Christ, for the church, to plant the seed of God by spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because again, grace is given to us by our faith. It's by grace through faith that we are saved, right? So it's so important Faith comes by hearing. And so people need to hear the word of God in order to have a faith, right? They hear, then they believe, and then this is where they are saved. This is where they have an understanding of the free gift of God, of the grace that God has given them, that we are able, again, to come into relationship with him and forever be reconciled to him and be saved. So that's why I'm just so humbled and just thankful to the Lord that he's even, again, allowed me to have this platform, that he has entrusted me to have something like this, and that he is using me for his kingdom, for his purpose, ultimately to bring other people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that they would be saved, that people would hear, come to a faith and be saved. And so I'm just so excited to see everything that the Lord is going to do, because he is so strategic. He is just so good. And so that's kind of what, this is what the episode again was today about. It was about growing in grace. It was by grace through faith that we are saved. So again, thank you guys for just listening, for just being here. You know, whether this was something that you had planned in your day, whether you came across this, however it was that the Lord led you to be here. I know that God is very intentional and that he placed this podcast across your screen, or however it was, again, that you came about it. I'm just thankful for every single one of you. And I just pray that you guys would share this with those who need to hear this, because again, it's not just about this platform in particular, but it's about the importance of God's word and just reaching people and just planting those seeds that others, again, will come to a faith and be saved, just as you have, just as I have. You know, it doesn't just stop here. You know, this isn't just for us. The blessings that God has for us is not just for us. So although the Lord has blessed, you know, me and has entrusted me with a podcast like this, and although the Lord has blessed other people through this podcast, it is not even just for us. It's so that we can share the word of God, so that other people would come to a faith and be saved as well. So it's very humbling, even in this, knowing that this is not just for me. This is not just for you. This is going to be for other people as well. And so, yeah, if you guys can just share this and just share this with somebody who needs to hear it. And to be honest, everybody needs to hear the word of God. Everybody needs Jesus. So don't be stingy. Share this with everybody. And yeah, I'm just, again, so thankful for each and every one of you. I can't wait till the next time that the Lord releases me and allows me to share another episode with you guys. I'm going to try to be a little bit more consistent with this as the weeks go on. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to my podcast, you guys, Growing in Grace. God bless you guys. I love you all with the love of Christ, and I look forward to the next time I'm able to speak to you. God bless. Bye.